From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Last week, work began in the foothills, making improvements to the popular Hillside to Hollow Reserve in order to establish a more accessible trail. So joining us today to talk more about these improvements is Lisa Duplessis, Foothills and Open Space Superintendent with the Parks and Recreation Department. Lisa, so nice to have you on the show.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
So can you tell us about the improvements that are being made?
I can. So down at the base of Hillside to Hollow, the reserve is actually owned by the City of Boise and also the Land Trust of the Treasure Valley. And we are adding about 1,800 feet of trail to kind of complete a loop down at the bottom. There's been a social trail for quite some time, and this will complete a 4-foot wide path that will make it just more accessible and actually just more open for more people to use it, as this is one of our busiest trailheads.
Mm. So tell us exactly where this trailhead is for maybe for folks who might be geographically challenged.
Yeah, so this Hillside to Hollow Reserve is just up right at the base of kind of Bogus Basin Road. So just as you pass Hill Road, and go up just a little ways, it's on the left side. So still really, what's really interesting about this reserve and all the trails that it has is it's truly right in our community. I mean, it is surrounded by people's back doors, and it just serves a really great population of people, whether they live close or far away, but it's just straight up from downtown and close that everybody can use it.
So you mentioned part of this is going to be widening the trail to 4 feet. Why was something like this necessary?
Yeah, I think from a city standpoint and just kind of a responsible trail system standpoint, we really try to make sure we have trails that are accessible for everyone. So, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean a 100% compliant ADA trail, but we're trying to put as many accessibility enhancements as we can on our trail system, especially down close to the community where it's easily accessible for users. So whether it's just riding a bus or being able to find it very easily. So, you know, it'll just add another sense of accessibility in this reserve specifically. And that's kind of what we're trying to add all over our system, to be honest.
And there are also plans to improve the tread on the trail. So can you talk a little bit about that and why making that improvement?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things we deal with, and I think I talk at nauseam about this with everyone, is we really struggle in our community with muddy trail damage. So in the spring and in the fall, when we get a lot of moisture on the trails, it can create a really dire situation, actually, when people go out there on muddy trails. So we're adding an all-weather material that will basically help the water not only run off the trail, but also just absorb a little bit better. So that hopefully this can be a better kind of year-round trail. In this reserve and in a lot of reserves that are close to the downtown core and just two communities, people are out there, you know, nobody just wants to hike in, you know, May through September. Mm-hmm. So we've got people out there all year round. And so this will really help the longevity of the trail and just also give people better opportunities, not only in the dead of winter, but in March when things are thawing out. It's a good all-weather option.
And I would think that that's really important, right? Is that because no matter what, as you said, people are going to be out on the trails, whether there is a tread like this on a trail or not.
It's true. And, you know, we are a small team of four people that are out on the trails trying to maintain those. And so as damage occurs in that muddy season, we have trail crew members that need to go out and kind of fix that. You know, if you get a 3-inch deep footprint that's been in the mud and then it dries and somebody twists their ankle, or it just causes issue down the road. It also doesn't let the water run off the trails the way they were originally meant to work. So it just causes lots of issues. And as someone who loves to use the trails year round as well, I love having these different options that we can do and just trying to educate people on where those are available and accessible.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about construction then with all of this big project. How long will it take?
Yeah, so construction started last week and we are hoping to be finished with it by the last week of August. So we have a contractor that's working down there on site. And I would say, too, just to remind everybody, he's got material in the parking lot. We have a couple spaces that are blocked off, but really just remembering to steer clear of, you know, materials and equipment. And so it won't impact the main trail that's there right now. People can still use the reserve and trails the way they are, but until that trail's finished, just kind of be mindful of, you know, it's a great popular dog area. So just making sure that people keep their dogs on leash in the parking lot, which is what they're supposed to do anyway. But just he's going to be moving back and forth with heavy equipment. And so just being mindful of, you know, not only the people you're with, but the furry pets that you have with you as well. So making sure they're staying safe and out of the way.
So before I let you go, and I have just about a minute left, how important is it that you make these types of investments and improvements?
It's super important. You know, we have 210 miles of trail in our system, and some of those are all the way up to Forest Service land and close to Bogus Basin, but so many of them are really close down in our community. And I think making sure that we have these accessible trails that everyone can be on, you know, whether it's a two-year-old that's coming out their back door or has driven up with their parent or someone who's in a mobility device that really needs a wider trail to be able to function on. It's just super important that we make sure we have options throughout our system for everybody that's wanting to use it. So it's something that we've really looked at and tried to make a priority as we create new options for everyone to use.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. We've been talking with Foothills and Open Space Superintendent Lisa Duplessis about how the Hillside to Hollow Reserve Trail is being made more accessible. Construction on it is happening right now, should be finished by the end of August. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.